Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello and welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. It's Paul Jamison, your host with Jamison Realty Companies, Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, Jamison Property Investments. But today, we're live from the WBT studios to talk to you about real estate. Anything having to do with it, whether you're a buyer, a seller, investor, whether you want to improve your property, change it, have an issue with real estate, by golly, we hope that you call us. And the number 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110. We look forward to that opportunity to talk to you. Now, let me just set the ground rules for that. If you call, we'll take your call very briefly. We'll get the your question and your phone number in case we disconnect you. George has been known to do that like three times in all the years I've known him, but that's okay. It does happen. He spilled a drink on the console. Something will happen. And then we will put you on the air with us to answer your question. But I also have with me the one, the only, Sandy Dickinson with Summit Funding. Hey, Sandy.
Hey, Paul.
Good to see you. Sandy just completed a very successful loan for me for some good friends that are purchasing the home of their dreams. They did.
Yep.
And we were excited about that. Ron and Bev are now in a house they saw 2 years ago that came up. And Sandy came in and took care of that. And then you took care of another friend of mine's daughter in Greensboro.
Durham.
Yeah, Durham. That way. Yeah, close. That's same vicinity. The same but different. You could drive there the same way.
Yeah, great clients. Great. A lot of fun.
Yeah, you did a great job, Sandy. Thank you. Thanks for making me look good again.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. So if you, again, have a question, don't wait until Monday to call me at 8:30. Call 704-570-1110. We'd love to talk with you. We'd love to have you participate. So anyway, in getting ready today, I came up with a couple of ideas to talk about. One is, as the market tightens, which means, A, inventory continue to shrinking and less homes for sale, or B, homes not selling quite right away, it's always good to remind yourself, what are some things that you can do to help the home be promoted in a better way or sell faster? So I'm going to share some marketing tips of some things. Some of them are a little bit fundamental, but hey, fundamentals are good, right?
Yeah.
You strengthen your fundamentals, you strengthen your opportunity. Do I sound like a motivational speaker that should have a headset on, walking back and forth on the stage, getting paid lots of money?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anyway, okay. And Sandy, I sat down this morning and I culminated a series of about 10 questions. I have more for backup, but 10 questions that I am asked constantly about the lending process. And you know what?
What?
I need you to answer them.
I'll answer all of them.
You think you can get all 10 of these?
I think so. I think we can rock
it. Okay. And in just in case, if we don't, if we need more, I got more. So I tried to rank these as the top 10. All right. So this is the last time. If you're sitting at home, you got your arm out the window, and you're thinking, I got a question, don't forget to share it with us because you'll help somebody else besides yourself. 704-570-1110. All right. Okay. Sandy.
Yeah.
When are points a good idea? And we need to clarify what points are. And I'm not talking about brownie points. I'm talking about points. meaning?
Discount points.
Discount points, which are?
Those are points are a cost to buy your rate down. 1 point equals 1% of your rate.
Okay.
So typically, they're a good idea when someone else is paying them, like the seller.
Okay.
Or if there's a small change in rate for a low amount of price, like say sometimes we have a 5% costing an eighth and a 5 1/8 paying, giving you a credit of 3/8. And depending on the difference in the mortgage payment, you might want to just pay that little bit and go with the lower rate.
Right. So on average, if you pay a point, how long does it take you to get the money back from paying?
Having the lower rate?
Yeah.
Break even is about 5 years.
5 years?
5 years. Now, most people don't keep their mortgages more than 5 or 7 years. So that's why I say probably not a great idea to pay points.
Okay. All right. So, unless
your seller's paying them.
Yeah. And you need a little extra papa because you're getting a concession.
That's right.
Okay. I like that. Okay. So points are a good idea if you know you're going to be there for at least 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you have money from the seller sometimes as a concession in repairs or sometimes as a concession for the offer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you had a choice between the sellers, if you get closing cost money or money from the seller, and you had a choice of them paying your insurance premium for a year or paying down a point, which would be a better recommendation for you?
I would say, depending on your situation.
If cash was not the issue.
If cash isn't the issue, if you're going to be in the house for a while, pay the point.
Pay the point. Okay. All right. I like that answer. Okay. All right. Question number two. I feel like we're on some kind of game show, don't you? How many people don't realize you can re-amortize a loan? And explain what re-amortize means, please.
I would first say probably 80 to 90% don't realize that.
Yes.
So a re-amortization is basically recasting the mortgage. So if you have a 30-year or say you have 29 years left or whatever, and you put down $10,000 or more, say you sell something or you win a great scratch-off or you get a big bonus and you want to pay down.
Have a windfall.
Right. And you want your payment lower, you can request for the mortgage company to re-amortize or readjust your payment to reflect the lower principal balance. And most companies will do that upon request. If you're putting a significant amount down, most of them are going to charge you a small fee, like about $300. Some will want at least 6 months under your belt after you purchase it to do that. Some don't care. And we had one investor that allows you to do it 3 times a year. So it just...
Dang.
It depends on the investor, but most of them will do that.
Investor meaning the person that the money is actually coming
right.
from.
Right. So we...
like Wells Fargo or
Chase or U.S.
or
Bank.
Bank.
Okay. Yeah, so...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So... Does the loan interest amortization start back at zero if you've already paid a year, or does it go to the same 29 years and recasts from there?
It recasts for 29 years.
29 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Why wouldn't people do that?
They don't know about it. Well, some people want to pay their loan off early, so you have a choice. You can reduce the term of your loan if your goal is to eventually pay it off. Or if you just want the lower payment, then you want to recast.
Okay. Well, I kind of like that idea. So when we get back from the break, we have more questions for Sandy. And I'm going to give some marketing tips. We're waiting for you if you're out there. Don't forget about us here. Give us a call. But otherwise, we got more to share. The Show Your Real Estate Today, live today from the WBT studios here on News 1110, 99.3 WBT. Welcome back to the Show Your Real Estate Today. Boy, I tell you, George, I can tell the difference in the break music between when you're here and when Jesse's here.
Yeah.
It's like, Sandy, can you do?
Yeah.
George is doing stuff more my style. Jesse, he comes up with this crazy stuff. I feel like I'm sitting on the river, you know, and deliverance is about to happen on some of the stuff he brings. All right. You're tuned in to the show, Your Real Estate Today. We're live from the WBT studios today. It's Paul Jamison here with Sandy Dickinson. I'm with the Jamison Families of Companies, and Sandy is with Summit Funding. All right. So let me throw out another question to you, Sandy, and then we're going to do some marketing tips. But
all righty.
Because, you know, we got 10 to do, and we only have so much time.
Okay.
Crazy. All right. So it's so demanding. All right. Get this question. All right. What makes sense to put down on a home if it's your primary?
Oh, let's see. Good question. I would say what you can afford. So on a primary, you don't have to put a lot down. But to get, if you have to pay mortgage insurance, I think 10% is a good number. If you can do it, you can do as little as 5% and sometimes 3%. But 10% gets you a little better mortgage insurance rate, and it gives you, you know, a little bit of skin in the game and a decent rate.
Yeah. Okay. You know, are there ratios that they look at that this could or could not affect?
So debt ratio is super important, but it's gotten looser. Like, we don't want your housing debt really more than about a third of your monthly gross income.
Okay.
And then total debt, we like to keep it under about 43. Now, I've gotten them approved at 50, and I've gotten some VAs approved at 80%.
Ooh! Sikes, Batman.
I know, but comfortably, you're going to want to keep that thing under 43.
Okay, 43. All right. 704-570-1110, if you want to join in with us or you have a question, we're here, so don't hesitate. All right. Real estate marketing. All right. I'll kind of go through some fast, some slow, some fast, some slow. All right. Here's the first one. Do the work. A sign is just a sign that your house is for sale. And you're waiting for somebody to drive by it. You got to do more than a sign. And as I say about the sign, if you got your high school picture on the sign, if you're one of those, change the sign.
They might not think you're old enough
to sell
a house.
That's right. That's right. Or if you got like the glamour shot with the furry collar, that's not a good sign. Okay. All right. The MLS, the Multiple Listing Service, giveth information, and the MLS, Multiple Listing Service, is only the start. For example, our team pays for what they call enhanced MLS. That means through Realtor.com, we pay a fee so that our multiple listing goes to a broader reach of other sites. Also, as a part of my affiliation with Keller Williams, I'm in the Keller Williams MLS. It's called KWLS. I am also a luxury agent. As being a luxury agent, my listings go into what's called Praxio. Praxio is like world.com, where it translates into about 28 different languages and goes worldwide.
Wow.
The one thing you've got to check when you go and look at the other websites is, does the information from multiple listing transfer to those other sites correctly? For example, if you put your home into multiple listing and you go look at Zillow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're not always the same.
No, they're not.
Go into Zillow. Make sure what's in Zillow matches what's in your multiple listing service. Same with Trulia. Same with, you know, whatever, whatever. Okay? So make sure that happens. Make sure the data is right and it transfers correctly. And this is going to sound silly to say, so hang with me until I get it out. Make sure your listing is right. I can't tell you how many times I have gone into a house advertised as a 3-bedroom and it's really a 4. I can't tell you how many times I've gone into a 4-bedroom and it's really a 3.
Or how many times it's a single family but it's really a manufactured home.
Yes. So, make sure the data is right. Now, errors happen. It has happened. Yes, yes, yes. But make sure the data is right. Who we got on the phone, George? Tom? All right. I like Tom's question. All right. Pop Tom on there. Hey, Tom.
How are you?
I'm just peachy keno and dandy. What's going on with you?
Well, we've got a little cabin up in the mountains.
Okay.
It's about 30 years old, and as you can imagine, cabins are never in perfect condition after that kind of age.
Uh-huh.
And we're getting an offer on it from a buyer who wants to use his VA eligibility with a VA loan. You know, we've heard real horror stories about VA appraisals and VA inspections. We want to know what the real risk is.
Well, I'm Sandy, you want to go first, and then I'll answer
sure,
it, or
sure.
are you allowed to answer that one?
I'm allowed to answer that.
Okay, and then I'm going to give you my opinion. Yeah, go ahead.
I like VA loans myself. VA appraisers, once they get on, they tend to get some pretty good ones. Once they're on there for life, though. So they basically have to die or...
It's like the Supreme Court.
It is like the Supreme Court. So I haven't had a ton of problems with those. We don't require too many inspections up there. We may have to have a well test to show there's no bacteria in the water if you're on a well. Other than that, not any, maybe a termite inspection. Those would be the only two. So if you're, you know, if it's structurally sound, if your mechanicals work and, you know, your windows aren't broken, then you're probably, it's easier than FHA, I think.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
What is the range in price? Is it over 200,000 or under 200,000?
Oh, it's over 200. It's about 265 to 275 is what we're expecting.
Okay. And sales pretty good up where they are? I mean, a lot of demand up where this is?
That seems to be. They're showing it pretty regularly, which is why I'm wondering if we should hold out for a conventional loan.
Okay. So here's my thing from the real estate side with VA loans. Okay. Where I find the most problems with VA loans is that if you're pushing the envelope a little bit on price, you're taking about a 50-50 risk of it appraising. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're right in there where you should be fine. Where I also see the VA guys spend time is they look at odd things. Okay. They look at plumbing. They look at the water heater. They look at the roof. And they look in the crawl space.
Okay.
And even though they're not inspectors, they believe they've had a good night's sleep last night, and they should be.
Yeah.
So if those things are in order, I think you're golden. Because, I mean, if you can get over those couple of hurdles primarily by the appraiser, there's a really good chance you're going to close.
Good deal. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We enjoy your show. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, Tom. Be well.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now. 704-570-1110. If you want to call us like Tom, we're here. Sandy's here. I'm here. We'll take any real estate question we can. If we can't answer it, we'll figure it out and call you back. But we got a few answers, maybe. All right. Okay. So we talked about making sure your listing is right. And second, this is another very key attribute to your listing. It isn't just about putting factual information in your listing. Number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms, area it is, lots of amenities, blah, 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 the standard stuff. Know who your audience is. Know that if this neighborhood has some special features that are great for families and 90% of the people in the neighborhood are families, you can't say things like walkable neighborhood. There are rules against that because not everybody can walk. But what you can say are things that relate more to children. Talk about the swimming pool has a great swim team. They give lessons for swimming. Lots of street parties and picnics, you know, socially driven. You know, there are things that you can say that tailor to the audience that you're trying to talk to. So think about that for a minute. If you're in a neighborhood that is all mostly people with hair that is not inclusive of gray, what I'm calling the silver generation, you're going to have another particular message, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like They have bingo night on Thursdays or multiple bunco clubs or, you know, drive your golf cart to Harris Teeter or, you know, whatever the case may be. And I'm being a little facetious, but I think you get my point, right? Let the message in the description talk about things that will emotionally connect with the folks that will be in that neighborhood. All right? All right, we're at a hard break at 2:30. We'll be right back after the commercial break and a little bit of news on the show Your Real Estate Today. I'm here with Sandy Dickinson. I'm Paul Jamison. Stay with us on News 1110 99.3 WBT. Welcome back to Show Your Real Estate Today. Hey, it's Paul Jamison from the Jamison family of companies. Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, Jamison Property Investments here with the one, the only, Sandy Dickinson with Summit Funding. We've got Bill and Ed on the line. We're going to chat with them. Anybody has any questions, 704-570-1110. Let's see. Bill was first, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do Bill first. Hey, Bill. Bill, you there? Bill? Hello? Hello? All right, let's move on to Ed.
Here, I purchased a house for rehab with the plans to subsequently rent it. It's in an area which is mostly rental. Our personal situation has changed, and we're looking at probably wanting to cash out after we finish the rehab. Generally, like many landlords, I use a rule of thumb that the monthly rent should be something on the order of 1% per month of the value of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question would be, might it make sense to offer the property vacant or leased with a responsible tenant?
Okay. Ed, I'm going to make this. Is this Ed? You're Ed, right? Is this Ed? Are you with me?
I'm sorry. Say that again. I'm a bit hearing impaired. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to answer your question very clearly. Are you ready?
Sure.
Vacant. You want to know why?
Yeah. That's. I'm very much curious as to why.
Because tenants don't make a property appealing to a buyer. So if you have a renter staying in a piece of property, although they should feel secure that you say, hey, we're still going to continue the lease and do it on, there's only a very small percentage of renters that are going to make that home look good and appealing. And so we, as a matter of course, find that they sell faster and sell for more money if you sell the home vacant. If you sell the home vacant and you've got a track record of being able to pull 1% per month, my recommendation to you is sell it vacant.
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate the advice, and we'll take that under consideration. Thank
you. All right.
So
if you need help, give me a holler. Okay.
Been fascinated by your help and ideas in the past, and look forward to continuing listening to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Take care, man.
You too. 704-570-1110. We're having a little bit of phone backup, so just hang with us. We'll get to you shortly, so stay with us. And she's putting everything together. We got a newbie in here in the studio with us, so just be patient. Don't hang up. We'll get to you. 704-570-1110. Okay. Sandy, while they're getting the calls and things together, and we got kind of three in the queue, let me just ask you a quick question. So, callers, just hang on. We've got plenty of time. We'll get to you. Does putting more money down mitigate poor credit? Does putting more money down mitigate poor credit?
Typically, it doesn't. But I will say that if you put a good amount down and your credit is maybe in the mid to low 600s versus the premium 740, like on a conventional loan, that whole a lot of that rate hit goes away. So you're not going to get hit as hard on the rate.
Mm-hmm. So like on investment property or even a primary, if somebody puts 30, 40, 50% down, they're looking much better.
Yeah. 30 to 40%. Probably 40% on investment.
Okay. Good to know. Mm-hmm. All right. George, can we queue up Bill? I know he was on before. And take care of it. Bill, you got me this time? Bill?
This is Ed.
Oh, hey, Ed. How can I help you? I'm sorry. We got the names mixed up. We're having a little trouble on our end. How can I help you, friend?
I've got a question. I got a solicitation in the mail for something that almost sounds like a either too good to be true or it was a reverse mortgage. It is a West Coast company, and I don't know if I want to give the name or not, but they were saying they wanted to invest in the equity that I have in my home, and I had up to 30 years to pay them back. And I didn't have to pay them. They would make the money based upon an increase in my equity.
Yeah.
Or if I lost money. Have you guys ever heard of anything like that?
Yeah, Sandy, that's a reverse, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a reverse
mortgage. That's absolutely a reverse mortgage, Ed. That is absolutely a reverse mortgage. And here's Sandy can color it a little better than me. I'm not a reverse mortgage fan, and she knows that. And I want you to make sure you read up on them before you do it, okay?
Okay, well, I really wasn't, but the fact that they did not even say it was a reverse mortgage, they were just, calling it something different. I guess that was kind of maybe a bait and switch or something, I'm guessing.
Well, maybe they call it something different. I don't know, Sandy. What do you think?
They could be calling it a heck-em.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you just make that up?
No, it is a heck-em.
Okay.
What is a heck-em other than a weird name for a loan?
Home
equity. We're going to loan you money just for the heck of them.
That's right.
What the heck?
That's an FHA reverse mortgage. So, the good part is that you've worked hard and you've paid your mortgage off or down, and you can use that equity to live off of. The bad news is that it's going to increase your balance every month, and it's possible that you won't have any equity if you wanted to sell your house and buy something else or if your kids end up with it or whatever. So it's just not depends on your circumstance.
Yeah.
And they're expensive.
It's not for everybody. Yeah. They're not cheap, right. And they're for some.
All right. Well, very good. I appreciate the clarification there.
All right, Ed. Be well, friend. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Can we pull up Roy? Is that Roy there? And then we'll go to Mary. Okay. Roy. Roy, are you with us?
I am.
All right. Sorry about the delay.
I recently enclosed the screen porch with a nice sunroom of it, about 170 square feet.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if I heat and air condition that sunroom, would the value be the same as the square foot value of the rest of the house? And the second part, if I did do that, would I be better extending the ductwork that I have into there or put a separate unit, standalone window-type air conditioning unit in there.
Okay. I did what you're asking personally already, okay? And here's why I did it and how I did it. I extended the vent system from my existing house to the sunroom, okay? And I assume you have glass windows, correct?
Right.
Okay. So I extended that to the sunroom in my house. Now, I'm not an appraiser. Please consult an appraiser for more information. But I did have a good night's sleep last night as well. So I'm going to, and it wasn't at the motel, at the Holiday Inn Express. So I think it's better than using a window unit. And I think you will see a closer to normal square footage with some conditions that it's got to be finished well and not raw. You know, if it's still just plywood, not sheetrock, and you know, it looks like a porch that doesn't have the finishes, you will get dinged for that on a square footage basis. You will.
Okay.
But if it's finished out real nice, Roy, yes, absolutely, and it's well worth the money.
Okay. I appreciate the help. Thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. See you. Okay. All right. Cue up Mary.
Yes, I wanted to follow up with the question that the man asked you about selling a house with a tenant in it or empty.
Yep.
I have a house I want to sell.
Yep.
It was a house that I inherited from my grandmother.
Okay.
And I have a tenant in there, and I made the mistake of letting a relative stay in there. He's been there for 2 years, has not kept the house up, and I can't get him out. I mean, how should I... tell me what to do to get him out of the house.
Okay, Mary, so I'm going to answer your question briefly, and then you and I need to talk offline, because there's questions I need to ask you that I'm not going to ask on the air, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so number one, you call me Monday at 846-3663. 846-3663, okay?
Wait a minute, I'm trying to, okay, go ahead.
846-DONE is my phone number, okay?
846-3663,
okay? Now, I'm going to answer your question this way. Depending upon the lease, the agreement, all of those things, and we'll get into that Monday, will depend on how you extricate that tenant, okay? And you know, their payments, all of those things together. If you don't have a lease and it's an oral lease, then you have to give certain notifications. There's all kinds of different attributes, but it starts with notification. It starts with written notification that has been delivered, and you have proof of delivery of that notification. Okay?
Okay.
And without that, just going over and telling him isn't going to work.
Right.
So when we talk on Monday, I'm going to walk you through a series of steps that we'll go through together to help to get that person to change their mind from living there.
Okay, now give me the number one more time.
704-846-3663.
3663.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, Mary.
I will call you on Monday.
You give me a call.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you, Mary. All right. Well, we've got another segment to go. The show, Your Real Estate Today, 704-570-1110. Sandy Dickinson, Summit Funding, Paul Jamison, the Jamison Companies. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to Show Your Real Estate Today. The fun continues. I'm Paul Jamison, your host with the Jamison family of real estate companies, here with Sandy Dickinson with Summit Funding. We have so much to talk about, but we're also here to talk to you, 704-570-1110. Bring your real estate questions, anything you need or want to talk about, whether it's mortgage-related, investment-related, buy-sell-related, tenant-related, like Mary earlier, anything we can do to help you related to a piece of real estate, should you not, we're here to help. So 704-570-1110. Okay, Sandy.
Yep.
Who is making the decision on the loan that I or anyone has applied for, and do you have any influence in that decision?
The decision makers are the underwriters.
Okay.
And I would say
not related to undertakers.
That's correct.
Okay.
So yes, I do have some influence. I mean, they have to follow the guidelines basically so the loan can be sold. So I just had one actually that I submitted, and it's a self-employed borrower, and they suspended the loan. They changed my income. And so I got my info together and I called back, and victory, they raised the income back up and we have an approval. So it's a lot of experience that it takes to do that. But yeah, I mean, they have to follow the guides, and if I'm right, I'm right.
So what I'm really hearing you say is two things. Number one, you know what the guidelines are.
Right.
And number two is you know what the guidelines are.
Yeah, and sometimes it's subjective, and so we present it very positively and how we want them to look at it, versus some companies that just toss it at them and
let them self-interpret it.
That's right.
You know what they say about assuming. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm right there with you. Okay. If people don't stay in a home any more than 10 years, why doesn't everyone use an ARM loan? Is the savings that great?
If you're putting a good chunk down, it's probably like 20% or more, then you may get a good amount of savings with an ARM. But it really depends on the market at the time, and the they call them mortgage coupons or bond coupons.
Uh-huh.
So it's case by case. So I would always do a comparison, and then you can make a decision based on that.
Yeah, so you have more than one option.
Right.
Like You have a lot of options.
We have a lot of options.
That's always good.
Yeah, options are good.
Options are good, especially because, you know, it's like houses, right? You know, it's funny, and I'm twisting in a marketing thing versus also the mortgage thing, but they're related. Not everybody fits in the same seat.
Right, and some people are scared of any kind of change in a mortgage. So if don't be anxious about it. Get what makes you comfortable.
Right, exactly. And you can't market a house, every house the same either.
Right.
You can't have a package that fits every home. It just doesn't work. You know, it's that's one of the things that's really cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I keep going back to that very creative commercial about the insurance people that are handcuffed to the desk, and then they're stuck because they only have one thing to offer, and that's all they have to offer. I think that's really a funny commercial.
That is good.
Gets the point across. All right. They're not a sponsor, just so you know. Okay. The application process. If you just did a loan a year ago, is it any simpler?
Yes, I would say yes, because they've simplified a lot of things and they've gotten rid of some of the rules that I didn't like. It's a little easier on self-employed. Sometimes we don't need appraisals. We don't need as many bank statements sometimes. We don't always need business tax returns. So it has gotten a little easier. It's still a process. We'll try to make it fun, but there are sometimes surprises.
Fun? Yeah. Well, you make it easy. I don't know about fun.
Hey,
you know,
fun.
Trying to find
fun.
All those documents in my level of organization, as my wife will tell you, isn't fun. That's why I have others to help me. Okay. What is the fastest you were able to get a deal done?
This last month I had a loan where a guy was in a pickle because his mortgage lender declined him at the last minute, and we did his loan in 9 days. So you can't do them any faster than 7. That's the law. And you still have to depend on appraisers and title attorneys to get you information. We depend on a lot of other entities, but we did that one in 9 days. That was
Were you
fast.
Able to use his previous appraisal and
yes.
some of the other documents
yes,
that they had put together,
mm-hmm.
title work, things like that?
Most of that was ready. The other lender didn't even realize we could transfer his appraisal.
Hey,
but,
nice.
Yeah, so we taught him a thing or two.
That's good. Yeah. You've been doing this a little while, right?
35 years.
35 years, since she was 4.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. What is the most critical step to the process, and what can people do to avoid failing?
Most critical step is start early. Get an assessment early so that you know that you can get the best loan, best price. Prepare.
Mm-hmm. All right. And last, before we go to Mark, and I think we'll have time for him, do you think rates are going to rise, ? And also jumbo rates, ?
Yes. Okay. I suspect they'll go as high as about 6%. That's my thought.
Conforming or jumbo or both?
Both. They're both similar. They're still very similar. So, yes, I think so.
Okay. And for those that don't know, jumbo rate means that it's over
453,100.
Okay. Yeah. 453,100. Okay. And typically, what is FHA's limit right now?
294,515.
Okay. See how she just kind of spilled that out? That was pretty good. All right. We're going to try to fit you in, Mark. What you got? How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good. How can I help you, friend?
I am looking at some property, a house in I would like to own someday. But right now, I would like to buy it within a self-directed IRA.
Okay.
And I need to keep arm's length of it for years, and that will be fine. But someday, I would like to move into that house. Is that possible?
You know, that's a really good question. I know that you have to keep arm's length from it, and you have to have everything handled in a third-party type scenario. So, you know what, Mark? I got your number. I'm going to find out a confirmation of that question, because most of the people that buy the real estate are buying it for rental. My assumption is that you cannot as a primary, but I want to get that clarified. It's kind of like doing a 1031 exchange and then making it as your primary for investment. I do not believe that you can. But you know what? I'm not 100% confident, so I'm going to find out.
So give me a call.
I'll do it. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
You got one on me. That's good. I like it. I want to learn something.
A stumper.
Yeah. See? I like it. And Mark was, that's a question now. I've never been asked that question before. Have you?
No, I don't get very
I mean, a lot of people use the self-directed IRA, and it's a good thing. You know, the hassle is using, finding the intermediary, finding a company that will handle it all for you. And then, of course, you have to use a management company. It has to be at arm's length. Everything has to be at a distance. And everything has to flow through the IRA. So it is a great way to do it. I know a lot of people that have done it. We manage properties that people have in self-directed IRAs. So that's a good question. I will find out. And I will get it done. UNE? Yeah. So, Sandy, what are the rates right now, approximately?
They're five-ish.
Five-ish?
Five-ish,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And how can people get in touch with you if they want to get more information about your awesome services?
704-577-0144.
577-0144. 577-0144. Sandy Dickinson, Summit Funding. All right. And our market is, of course, hopping, shaking, moving, and grooving. If you have a house out there that you're interested in selling, we would love to talk to you. If you're a buyer, we'd love to talk to you. Or if you're in a place in your life where you're looking for residual income to help support your retirement, your kids' college, many other ways that people look at that type of income, we'd love to talk to you as well. We can be found at 846-DUNN, 846-3663, or on the web at myjamesonhomes.com. I wanted to just very quickly to finish up one last little tiny tidbit, and we could probably talk about it at another time. Would like to let you know that if you're selling real estate, or even if you're buying it, a picture speaks 1,000 words about a piece of property. And it also speaks 1,000 words about a tenant on Facebook, and it speaks 1,000 words about your real estate agent, and the picture is accurate or not. So if you want to get a picture about a picture, we're going to talk more about that next week. But Sandy, thanks for being with me, friend.
Loved it.
And
thanks for having me.
Great to be with you. God bless y'all. Take care. We'll talk to you next week. The show.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.